Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get into the month of February, we are looking ahead to a program we are hosting here for local food producers. ISU Extension and Outreach in Cass County is hosting a Market Ready workshop for area producers at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic on Tuesday, February 26th. The training will be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. here on the fairgrounds and is designed to provide producers with the skills and knowledge needed to make sound decisions about diversifying their operations into wholesale, retail, or institutional market outlets. The training will focus on best marketing practices when dealing with these types of market outlets, including communications and building relationships, regulatory overview, packaging and labeling requirements, grading, pricing, logistics, and more. The workshop will also end up with a buyer panel. Intent of this program is for buyers to meet farmers and producers and for both sides of the sales transaction to understand what the other needs in order to supply and buy local food. The cost for the workshop is $20 per person or $35 for a couple or two employees from the same farm. The fee includes training materials, lunch, and refreshments for the day. Pre-registration is required by Friday, February 22nd. To register, you can call the Cass County Extension office and get a registration form mailed to you, or you can find that registration form on the Cass County Extension website to get signed up for the Market Ready Producer Training on Tuesday, February 26th. As you're spending time indoors during our chilly cold snap, you may be looking at some of your houseplants and wondering the best way to take care of them, or wondering about some problems that you may be seeing with your houseplants. Our ISU horticulture specialists address some common issues and some best caretaking practices for two very common indoor plants in their January yard and garden columns. African violets and moth orchids are very popular plants this time of year, many also being given as Valentine's Day gifts coming up here in February. So to keep those plants healthy year-round, you may want to follow some of the tips and tricks from our experts. First of all, if your African violets are not blooming well, you may want to make sure they're getting enough light. The proper amount of light is essential for a good bloom, and generally windows with north or east exposures are best for African violets. However, if these exposures are not possible, they also perform well under fluorescent lights, and they should be placed 6 to 8 inches above the plants. The lights should be lit for 12 to 16 hours per day to get enough light to the African violets. If your lighting is fine, you may want to check your fertilization. Excessive fertilization can also be responsible for poor bloom in African violets. They do need to be fertilized to promote bloom. However, excessive fertilization will lead to vigorous vegetative leafy growth and poor flowering. To properly fertilize African violets, you want to use a complete water-soluble fertilizer and apply a dilute fertilizer solution once every 2 weeks in spring, summer, and fall, but fertilization usually is not necessary during the winter months due to the change in climate. Proper watering is also essential for African violets. Crown and root rot may occur if they're watered too frequently or if the roots are kept wet. You want to make sure and allow the surface of the potting soil to dry between waterings in spring, summer, and fall to the touch, and reduce the frequency of watering slightly during the winter months. Temperature of the water should be room temperature or slightly above to avoid shocking the plants. African violets can be watered from the top or bottom. Watering from the bottom is done by placing them in saucers or trays and allowing the plants to soak up the moisture for 20 to 30 minutes. When watering from the bottom, it's advisable to water from the top several times a year to prevent the accumulation of salt in the potting soil. When applying water to the surface of the potting soil, avoid getting water on the foliage or in the crowns of the plants. Continue to apply water until it begins to flow out the bottom of the pots. Discard excess water to make sure that the roots don't sit in water. Another popular plant this time of year is the moth orchid. Orchid flowers are unrivaled in the plant world for their beauty, complexity, and incredible diversity. The moth orchid, or Phalaenopsis, is considered by many to be the easiest orchid to grow indoors. Moth orchids bloom for 3 to 4 months, sometimes longer, in winter and early spring. Flowers may be white, pink, purple, orange, or yellow, and the shape of the three-lobed flowers resembles a moth, hence the common name. Moth orchids grow best in bright, indirect light, and direct sun may actually harm the foliage. Ideal sites are east or north-facing windows. Plants in a south window should be shaded with a sheer curtain or placed out of direct sunlight. Phalaenopsis orchids will not grow or flower well in poorly lit areas. Fluorescent and LED lighting can be used to supplement natural lighting in poorly lit areas. And again, you'd want to place those lights a few inches above the plants and leave them on for 12 to 16 hours per day. With watering moth orchids, they like a well-drained growing media that's kept evenly moist. It should include some sort of fir bark, an expanded clay material called alifloor, and sphagnum moss. Moth orchids should be watered well and then allowed to dry slightly between waterings. A thorough watering once a week is usually sufficient for plants growing in a mixed bark media. Sphagnum moss absorbs more water than bark materials and should be watered a little less frequently. Plants are susceptible to root rot and death when watered too often. Moth orchids prefer daytime temperatures of 70 to 80 degrees and nighttime temperatures of 60 to 70 degrees. Cool nighttime temperatures in fall will help initiate flower development, but you want to avoid exposing plants to temperatures above 95 or below 60. Orchids prefer a relative humidity of 50 to 60%. Unfortunately, the humidity level in most homes during the winter months are well below this range. Increase those with a room humidifier or by placing the plants on a tray or saucer filled with pebbles and water. Make sure you keep the bottom of the pot above the water line, and the evaporation of the water from the tray will increase the relative humidity around the plants. Moth orchids should be fertilized approximately every 2 weeks in spring and summer, and less frequently in fall and winter. Again, both of those from our horticulture experts at ISU, and you can find all of that information on the ISU news site or on the ISU Horticulture Frequently Asked Questions website, a great resource to search for additional information on specific plants and gardening techniques. For more information on upcoming programs in Cass County, you can always check out the Cass County Extension website, follow us on Facebook, stop by the office, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.